this letter is from the Holy Letters, volume 4. This is letter number 893. This is actually dated one day before the Rebbe officially became Rebbe, before he undertook the Rebbe. So this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the ninth day of Shvat in the year Tavshir Aleph in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe says, peace and blessings. Then the Rebbe is saying, this is a response to your letter that you wrote, dated the 17th of Tevis, which I've received, but it's with some delay. I did send yesterday a telegram through the Rebbe writes, Rebbe Goin, the great genius, etc. The Rebbe titles Rebbe Tzion Shem Tov. Tzion Shem Tov is the Tzion Shem Tov was the father of all the of the Shem Tovs and the grandfather of all the Shem Tovs that we know. And the Rebbe says, this was the language of the telegram. Please pass along my blessing to blotted out over here, that everything should be proper and easy, and she should notify good news with the blessings. It doesn't say what exactly this is referring to. The Rebbe says, while I was on the resting place on the tzion of my father-in-law, Harini Kaporesh Mishkovoy, the Rebbe says, while I was, this is something, the Rebbe starts, says, Ubi yoisi ala tziyin shal kvayt kudushin meyruchom admur zetzuk lalha nevgam ziyah harin ekeparis mishkove. While I was, and the Rebbe says, mochor b'yoyim ha'ilula habo aleinu, tomorrow, on the day of the yortzeit, the hilula, which is coming, askirem, I will remember them and his wife. May she live to whatever is necessary. Now, I don't understand why the Rebbe says here, while I was, or the Rebbe says here, while I was, and he also says, tomorrow. Maybe while was tomorrow. How could he, while I was tomorrow?
Maybe he was there before and he's going back. He did it already once, so he'll do it again.
But it doesn't say that. Okay. It says, while I was, while I was on the resting place of my father-in-law, tomorrow, on the day of the Yortzeit, how could it be where I was tomorrow on the Yortzeit? Something is
it's a typo.
Something no? Didn't have one stretch, like time.
Yeah, maybe. Well, this is something very... Don't forget, this is... this is right before the Yortzeit over here. There may be some real mysterious things over here, I'm not sure. But let's go further, let's see. I will remind them and his wife, may she live for all their needs. And the Rebbe says, a tzaddik who has passed on is found in this world even more than during his lifetime. So don't worry about Rebbe basically saying that there's no blessing anymore because the tzaddik is more here more than his lifetime. Certainly he will give his blessing, and may Hashem fulfill it physically and spiritually, especially on the day of the Yortzeit. And don't forget also, this is dated on the 9th of Shvat, the day before the Yortzeit. Especially in the Yortzeit, the day of the Hilul of that Tzaddik, that he writes in his letter with regard to this matter. The Rebbe is quoting him now. That all the Hasidim and the students of the Tamimim and all those who take part in the passageway of the Hasidim and Hasidim be standing all together, you, your wives, your children, your sons, your daughters, to receive God's blessings with a flow of life, good sustenance, nachas from all your descendants, that Hashem will definitely bestow upon you and us by arousing great mercy from the source of mercy and true kindness. Similar to what we say, Machanisei Rachamim, the angels that bring in the mercy, that this would be the previous Rebbe, Baal HaHilula will be the one pleading our case, asking for Hashem to grant us all this mercy. And you will be blessed with children, with life, and your sustenance in a wide way. Let it be the will that very soon you will be able to notify me good news with blessings for one who anticipates good news. And the Rebbe's signature. And the Rebbe adds here that I'm adding a booklet, which is a write-up from the Baal HaHilul, the previous Rebbe, that has just recently been published.